Psalm 100. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. This is the word of the Lord.
Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is, his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings. Having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. This is the word of the Lord.
Dear Father, thank you so much that we are here today. And Father, please, as we now listen to your word preached, that you would be teaching and encouraging us and further making us the people you want us to be and have created us to be in Christ. And we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Now, as you came in, you got a few things this morning, and please take that out. There's a bulletin, there's a sheet like this, and there's a little apple inside your bulletin. Make sure you've got the bulletin, the little apple, this sheet like this, and there's a connect card there as well. Now, on the back of the bulletin, if you haven't got one, just wave your hand and we'll get one for you. Now, on the back of the bulletin, there are some words missing. And the idea is, as we go through this morning, to fill in the words there, fill in the gaps. And we're thinking about this morning why we come to church. And to help us think about that, we're going to think about these questions to start with. And the first is, why do we go to school? Okay, why do we go to school? Or why did we go to school when we did? Yes?
My wife works there.
Jeff's wife works there. Okay, why do we go to school? Any other reasons?
The state made us go to school.
Anybody else did anybody else make us go to school? Or was Terrence? Yeah. Anything else we go to school for?
To learn?
Yeah. Okay. See your friends? Okay. Now, how about, why do we go to a concert? Have fun? To lose your hearing? Yep. What? Now, these are places where it's not just ourselves, but other people are, of course, at school, at a concert. What about, why do we go to the footy? Support your team? Yeah. Unity? Free tickets? Yeah. Okay. Sorry, Kyle, I missed that. Okay, your mate dragged you there. Okay, what about watching somebody, a child play sport, or maybe your child's into dancing? Why do you go to? You have to? Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Be frustrated.
So these are all places, aren't they, where it's not just us individually, there's other people there. And some of these places were there to say, go guys, go the Bulldogs or go the Dragons or whatever, or go the Eels maybe. And often we go to places like that, don't we, where there's not just us who are there. And of course that is church, okay? Church by definition, got to have at least two Christians, okay? Because it's a gathering of two or more. And so we're thinking this morning about why do we go to church? Why do we gather here around God and His Word, this gathering of grace and joy and awe? And Steve's been very helpful to read this morning, and Steve's always helpful, but this morning Steve has been very helpful and told us the two reasons that we come to church. And it's on this sheet there as well. We go to church, firstly, for God, for God's glory. We know, don't we, that we are the dearly loved children of God. And everything we do is for God. It's for His praise and honour. And 1 Corinthians 10:31 tells us, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Whatever we do, including our time here, it's for God. So He gets the praise and the honour and thanks that He so richly deserves. Now, on your sheet there, your bulletin, that's the first bit to fill in. We come to church for God's glory. And the second reason we come to church, we gather around God and His Word, is for our growth. The Lord knows and made us for each other. We need one another. There's no such thing as an individual Christian. By definition, when you become a Christian, you enter the heavenly church. So you're already in church. And we come together to express that. And we're here so all the time we keep following Jesus. Because it's hard sometimes, isn't it? Perhaps day to day we live or work amongst non-believers. And sometimes it's hard to keep going. God has designed it so we come together, so we're strengthened and helped. And Hebrews 10 puts it like this. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us meet to encourage one another, to help each other keep going, spur each other on. Or as 1 Corinthians 14 tells us, when we come together, things must be done for the strengthening of the church. And remember, we're not just talking about our gathering here. We're talking about at home when your family gathers around the Word of God. That's church. At Bible study groups, that's gathering around God and His Word. That's an expression of church. We do that for God, His glory, and our growth. Now, here's a beautiful, beautiful apple tree. Okay? Now, if an apple tree grows well, who gets the praise for the beauty of the apple tree? The owner, okay? The gardener. Who gets the praise when we grow as God's people? God. And all these things work together as we come to church. We go to church for God's glory and for our growth. As we grow together, God gets the praise that we deserve. And as we come together, we give God the praise that He deserves. It all works together both ways. And God's glory and our growth happens when we come together and we do three things. God's glory and our growth happens as we pray. Now, we're going to do some work together now. Now, the first two rows on this side and the first three rows over here, your job, you look at your, everyone look at your sheet, get this sheet out now, please. Okay, the first two rows over here and the first three rows here, this side, your job is to look at number one on the sheet, work together with those around you. The seats are separate so you can shuffle around and move. Read those passages, first two rows here, first three rows this side. Read the two passages on the sheet and answer those two questions as well as you can. Okay? Now, two rows here and two rows here. Your job is to look at number two. Okay? Some readings from the Bible, a couple of questions. So, two rows here, two rows here, number two, and the last two rows here on this side, the last two rows on this side. Your job, on the back of the page, look at number three. Okay? So you can turn your seats around, form groups of two or three or more, and work on that together now. If you need a pen, put your hand up. We grab one. If you need some help, just put your hand up, we'll come around and help. You might need a pen or a pencil. Let's come together and together we'll work through these questions. So the first two rows over here and the first three rows on my right. What's the first pr? Well done. Okay. We've gone into groups. The first pr is praise. And would anybody or a few people from these rows, what do these verses say about praising God? Anybody like to just call out and do it continually? Thank you. Been chosen to praise God, yeah. Anything else from the groups? Yep. Thank you. And see, praising God is like advertising. It's describing how good and great that he is. You might think of your favourite food. If you talk to others about it, what you're doing is praising the food. You're describing how good it is. When we say how good God is, that's praising God, what he's done. Now, what are things we can praise God for? Again, these three, these first three rows over here and the first two rows here. That is, what are things that God has done, is doing, or will do that show his greatness and his goodness?
He brought us to Christ.
Brought us to Christ.
The reality to us, so we can praise.
Yep, thank you.
That he chose us.
He chose us, yeah.
Chosen,
thank you, yep.
Brought us out of darkness.
Brought us out of darkness into the light, yeah. Anybody else like to add to it as well? What we can...
Overall.
Be pardoned?
Everything overall.
Yep, thank you. Yeah, he loves us, yeah, yeah, and... Yep, gives eternal life as we accept him, thank you. Sorry, Sue. Yeah.
He created us and the whole world.
Created us and everything. So lots of things aren't there to praise God for. Lots of things to say, hey, isn't God good? And every time we say to each other, hey, isn't God good? He saved us, he's with us, he's helping us. That's advertising, that's praising God. Now, how do we... praise in our gatherings here? How do we praise God? What are the different ways we praise God?
We sing.
We sing, yeah.
We pray.
We
talk about what he's done.
We talk to each other about what God has done, yeah. Any other ways that we praise God? Thank you, yep. By the creeds, and yep. Anything else that we do to praise God to show how great he is? Yep. Talking with one another at morning tea and before church, before the official church begins, yep. Reading the word. Almost everything we do can have an aspect of praise, can't it? Okay, well done. First two rows, first three rows. Okay, the next two rows on either side. What's the next pr?
Pray.
Well done, well done. And questions there, what do these verses teach us about prayer? Yep. Anything else? Bring everything to God in prayer, regardless, yeah.
And he gives us
his peace. It's one of the great benefits of prayer, isn't it? As we pray, God gives us that sense, yep, God's in control, he's working things out. And prayer is asking God for things. Remember, it says there, the disciples asked Jesus, how do you pray? And he says, pray like this, Father, hallowed be your name. That's what the definition of prayer is, asking God for things. And as we're reminded, we can ask God about anything. And thanking him, yep. Thank you. Anything else there about what these verses teach us about prayer? That
we're supposed to bring petitions, so it's not just one prayer,
but petitions. Yep, thank you. And complete this sentence. We don't pray because
of habit.
Of habit, yep. Thank you. Yep. Yep.
Not trust.
Not trust, yep.
We pray because it's a relationship and we don't paraphrase, you know, we continually pray, but in a way that's relationship or friendship.
Yep.
Yep,
and sometimes we don't pray because we forget about the relationship they're in, don't we? Yeah, yep, thank you. Yeah. And I think sometimes we don't pray because we think we're in charge and we're in control. And by praying, we're actually acknowledging, hey, we're not in control. We can't change anything or anybody, but God can. And so how do we pray in our gatherings? And think not just about here, but at home with others around God and his word, or in Bible study groups. How does prayer happen in all those examples of church? Anybody can. Yep, yep. And what are some of the different ways that we do that when we gather together?
We share.
Yep. Thank you. Yep.
Pray aloud.
Pray aloud. Yep. One person at the front leads us in prayer, and Kathy will do that later on this morning. Other ways that we pray. Yep. We share things.
Try to swap judgment for prayer.
Yep.
So sometimes something, you know, at work, we'll do this, we'll do that, and I go, oh.
Yep.
Pray. And
Yep, thank you. And also, after each our more formal time, we've got people available for prayer up the front. And it's great when that happens. It's also great when spontaneous prayer breaks out at morning tea, when you see people praying for one another. A great example of trust and of growing together. Because we feel after we pray that sort of sense of peace, don't we? We've talked about it, we've asked God for it. That's how we grow. And as we pray, we're acknowledging we are not in control, but God is. And that brings glory to God. Okay, now the next one, be pro. What is... Well, that's true. Yeah. Yep. Okay, what was hoping it would come out was prodded. whatever you said there, what was said before about being prepared, that is, that's true, of course. And we are prepared to go out to live for the Lord by being prodded. Now, we've got something to give you to help you remember about being prodded. Well, actually, it's a little stick. We've got these. They're like nail files, and what we're going to do is we're going to. Okay. Now, as we give them out, those at the back, what do these verses teach us about how we help each other love and do good deeds? Anybody from the back to raise?
Stir up and encourage.
Thank you. Yeah.
Be proactive. There's one thing to say that you're going to do, but you've got
to do more. Yep, okay, thank you. Yep. Anything else? And any examples of how we've been prodded or spurred on to love and good deeds by coming to church? Yep. And notice it says there, consider. So it means we've got to be thinking about it. So it doesn't come naturally, does it, to love and do good in Jesus' name. What comes naturally is to be selfish, doesn't it? And so God has designed that we come together and we prod each other. And so this is a reminder about the need to be prodded and to prod other people. Now, it's talking about being slightly annoying with each other. Now, I know that I can be annoying without even trying. And this is being annoying in a good way of asking one another, how are you going walking with the Lord? How are you going saying no to this temptation? And how are we prodded as we gather? Well, as we hear the word of God, that prods us, that can wake us up, that can comfort us, that can remind us of God. As we celebrate the Lord's Supper and there's baptisms, that's another way that we're prodded to remember and be reminded how great and good God is. And I want to prod you this morning a bit about how we pray together, and really want to encourage you to think, as I said a few times now, think of church starting at 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning, not 9:45. Why 9 o'clock? Well, 9 o'clock, we have prayer over in the Demountables, and everybody's welcome. And you don't need to pray aloud. You can join there in prayer. And be thinking about that, and be thinking, why haven't I gone to that prayer meeting? And be thinking of good reasons, great reasons to go, to be there to help one another, encourage one another as part of our time together. And also, at morning tea time, have a go at asking each other, so what have you been reading in the Bible this week that you found helpful? And if we haven't been reading the Bible this week, that'll be a gentle prod to do that, so we can grow ourselves and be helping one another. And Why do we go to church? We go for God's glory and for our growth. God's glory and our growth. Therefore, if that is the truth, as Hebrews 10:25 says, and we'll say this together, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. See, if church is for God and for each other, what do? We keep meeting together. And praise God, you're here today. Praise God. Let's keep meeting together. Sadly, you may know, and I know people over the many years I've been involved in churches, people who used to meet for church no longer meet together for church. And that's sad, because often that starts when people perhaps are drifting from the Lord or get distracted by other things, and not coming together for church kind of is an expression of where they are. And we've got to keep meeting together as we are. Praise God, keep it going. And it says, all the more as the day approaches. That's the judgment day. See, if we once knew, if people have once known about God, but then drift away, that's not good. Keep reading in Hebrews 10. So we want to keep meeting together, so we keep going for the Lord. God's designed it to work that way, that we need each other. We meet for God's glory and our growth. And here's a picture as we finish off here on this, on your page as well. Think of a fire as us being together, okay? And what happens if in that fire we take out a couple of embers or one ember? What happens to the person what happens to those on the ember on the right? What happens to that? Eventually, right, go out. And that's what happens, sadly, when people stop gathering as God's people, with God's people. Eventually, they stop believing. What happens, though, as people come back in? So the fire gets bigger and we all help each other, keep helping one another. And we come to church for God's glory. We come to church for our growth. And think of your time. When I was younger, I remember my father taught me how to pack the car going on holidays. And he said, always put the biggest thing in first and then put the other stuff around it. And so I've tried to do that when packing the car. And so think of church as a bit like that. We got, you're involved in a Bible study during the week. That's the big thing for that night. That's on. You're committed to it. Other stuff, you work around it. The weekend, the big thing you put in first is that gathering for church. Other stuff, you work around it. And sometimes it might be saying no to other things, or come late, or other stuff like that. Think of the time together you have with your family at home around God and His Word. That's the big thing each night. Everything else works around that. So it's remembering we're here for God, we're here for each other. And praise God that we're here today. And so if you know someone who usually comes to church but isn't here, what are some things we could do? If we don't know why they aren't here, of course, people are holidays, sick, but call them, see how they're going. And because as a Christian, we're concerned for one another, aren't we? And being together is an expression of that. We go to church. Why? God's glory, our growth. Let's keep going. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you that we are here. Thank you that we're here for you. We're here for each other. Please keep us meeting together and not give up as some are in the habit of doing. but keep meeting, to keep encouraging, to keep prodding one another. And Father, keep us praising you, keep us praying to you, keep us prodding each other. In Jesus' name, amen.